from Washington, this is VOA News. French police kill bombing suspects. Nigeria counterattacks Boko Haram in Baga. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. French authorities say the two suspects in this week's Charlie Hebdo attack have been killed and their hostage was freed during a police raid north of Paris. A separate raid in the capital killed another gunman holding multiple hostages. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Speaking after the assaults, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve thanked police for the successful operations. He said this week's incidents underscored the threats France faced. Top U.S. and European officials are holding terrorism talks in Paris on Sunday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
UN Refugee Agency said Friday that Boko Haram attacks in and around the Nigerian town of Baga have forced 7,000 civilians to flee to Chad in the past 10 days. VOA's Anne Look has a report.
Boko Haram seized the town of Baga Saturday from Nigerian troops stationed at a multinational military base there. Survivors told VOA that soldiers had run out of ammunition and had to flee. Information is patchy. Senator Menama Aji-Lawin, who represents the district, told VOA he believes at least 1,000 people in and around the town have been killed.
But it is a disastrous situation.
And look, VOA News, Dakar.
As Ukrainian authorities accuse Russia of using convoys to supply the separatists with weapons under the guise of humanitarian aid, a charge Russian authorities deny, Ukraine's military says four of its soldiers have been killed and eight wounded as a result of shelling by Russia-backed separatists since Thursday. More on each of these stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed legislation approving the construction of a controversial and long-delayed oil pipeline. The state of Nebraska Supreme Court Friday approved a route for the nearly 2,000-kilometer pipeline to cross the Midwestern state. U.S. President Barack Obama had been waiting for the court ruling before making a decision on the project. Speaking Friday during House debate, Republican Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Mr. Obama now has no reason to veto the bill, as he has promised. In a political upset in Sri Lanka's presidential election, former cabinet minister Maithripala Sirisena defeated longtime president Mahinda Rajapaksa, who was running for third term. Sirisena spoke after the election. Sirisena called for the country to move forward. He asked for everyone's support. It's considered a political upset in Sri Lanka's presidential election. Again, former cabinet minister Maithripala Sirisena defeating longtime president Mahinda Rajapaksa, who was running for a third term. Pakistani police say at least six people were killed, more than a dozen wounded, when a suicide bomber blew himself up Friday night outside a mosque for minority Shiite Muslims in the city of Rawalpindi. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped 0.2% in December to a six-year low of 5.6%. Friday's closely watched report from the Labor Department also said the economy had a net gain of 252,000 jobs. Both figures were better than most economists had predicted and capped the strongest year of job growth in 15 years. The Dow is down 170 points. S&P 500 was down 17. The Nasdaq was down 32 points on Friday. The World Health Organization reports Phase 3 trials of possible Ebola vaccines are set to begin at the end of January and early February in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Experts who attended a high-level WHO meeting on Thursday reviewed data. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Manufacturers have been fast-tracking the development of Ebola vaccines in the past several months. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says two vaccines developed by Merck and GlaxoSmithKline have undergone the first phase of clinical testing, which looks at the safety of the vaccines and the immune response against the Ebola virus. She says both vaccines have proven acceptably safe, so trials for these two vaccines will begin in a few weeks to test their effectiveness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Vincent Bruce.
That's the latest world news from VOA.